Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you. Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you.
My name is Ayolade Jokudola, and I am single.
My name is Ayomide, and I am single.
Previously on Dear Single Men with Taye Maddox.
And like you, I'm still figuring out this man thing. I do believe that young men like us are going through this process. It's not been easy, it's complicated. I'm sure you want to agree with me on that. So, dear single man, this is a journey I want us to take together towards becoming model men. Good morning, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Man. Taye Maddox is my name, I'm your host. It's been a quite rough couple of weeks, I must say, and that's why I've not been able to put up the first episode. So I've had to do test exams, you know, projects and so many other things that I had to do, that I just had to suspend podcasting for a while. And I got quite a lot of feedbacks, you know, on the trailer episode. Many people come that, wow, Taye, that was nice, great one, we're looking forward to it. I remember a friend of mine messaged me and said that she would like to, you know, feature one of the podcasts. I'm like, hold on a bit, no, you come up, so let's leave that for a while. But then it just shows that people want to hear more about what I have to say as regards, you know, what's single men all about. And like, people have asked me, and then I've tried to ask them, you know, why I started this podcast. And always the goal is just to, you know, raise model men, you know, encourage single guys to become model men, you know, be a reflection of the kind of man the society wants, the kind of man that puts order, the kind of, you know, the kind of guy that people see and then look at you and you're like, this is different from the rest. Just with my line of, you know, thoughts whenever I had the opportunity to talk to people about their single men when they asked me about it. So I'm just giving you an insight into what that's all about. But guys, anyway, let's start off what we're gonna be doing today. I'll be right back. Yes guys, so welcome back to the podcast, Dear Single Man. Now, you know, this first episode, let's really talk about, you know, what does it mean to be a man? Who is a man? You know, these are the questions that we've asked ourselves time and time again. What defines a man? What makes a man? What qualifies you to be a man? Is it about your, you know, the fact that you have the cars, you know, big muscular body, and, you know, quite a number of things that, you know, the world have been used to tag men as it were. I like us not to define who a man is, because in a way we have an idea of who a man is. But let me tell you what a man is expected to be. Now, a man is expected to be, and this is who we are growing up to be. And the truth is, all of these things that a man is expected to be is inside the man. It is not outside of him. Now, let me paint a scenario. Imagine a man who, you know, had a rough beginning at life. You know, he didn't have a good father figure, so he's understanding his own view about masculinity is violent. Why? Because he had a very violent father. A father who beats up his mother. You know, also many other violent stuff. So he grew up and became that man. Why? Because that was the model that was set. Right. Now, moving forward. This man, this young boy, eventually grew up into a man. And then he changed the environment. He had contact with other men. Some men who are milder. And then he looks at them. How can this one be just mild like this? And this is not a man. So you can see that the model that has been set for him right from childhood, you know, made him see other guys who didn't behave exactly like he is, as, you know, unfit to be men, as it were. But hey, I believe that the model that has been set for us when we're growing up from a young age, the model the men in our lives set for us, most of the time influences the kind of men we become at the end of the day. So eventually, let's go back to the story of this guy. This guy changed environment and then he met with a man, with a mentor who was different, you know, helped him. And then as a result, he began to realize that, okay, I can actually change. This man is a different version of the man I've always known in my life, which is his father. And then what happens? The change came from within. And this man became a transformed man. He got into a relationship, got married, had beautiful kids, and then even his own father was surprised at how his son had turned. So everything a man needs to be a model man is inside a man. It is not outside. It can be influenced by books. It can be influenced by other, you know, great men around him. Of course, there can be, of course, be external influences, but right inside that man, there is this capacity to stretch within himself to become the man, you know, that talking about the model man. So it's not as if you are looking for something outside of you to make you more of a man. Whatever you're looking for outside of you is just to complement what is within you as a man. So what we must begin to do is to come to terms with our sexuality as men, with who we are as men. Okay, this is who I am as a man. What are the things I can do to get better? What are the things I can do to improve? And it begins with a total, you know, mind shift, a total remodeling of the model that was being presented to us while we were growing up, you know, the kind of fathers that we have. And some of us were lucky enough to have great fathers who were great examples. You know, definition of manhood over the years has changed with time. That was the time the man would go to work, the woman was always at home cooking, so the man had no competition. But these days we see women at work who are bosses of men. In fact, this men who are married, times have changed. Does it mean that, you know, men are not leaders anymore like in the past? No, it doesn't change anything. It does mean that our foundational personality as men is still retained. Cultures can change, times can change, but our foundational role and responsibility as men still remains the same. Let me give you a task. Why don't you sit down and ask yourself some deep questions? What kind of man would you like to become? What kind of man are you becoming? What are the things that you need to do to change? What does your model man look like? And what is going to inform the answer to the third question, which is, what does your model man look like? It's going to be the kind of men that have, so that you are surrounded with. It could be your brothers, it could be your father, and so many other male figures in your life who have a huge influence in your life. If these influences, these male models in your life, you know, you have second doubts about becoming like them, then maybe it's high time you think of changing, you know, that changing that model. That's just what I'd like to share with you today on the podcast. So I just want us to get better. Remember, the aim of this podcast is to help us become model men, and trust me, it is possible. Imagine a world where all men are model men. Trust me, the world is going to function well. I believe confidently, and I agree with the words of a mentor of mine who I hold in so much regard, my small of blessed memory. It mentioned in one of his books that I read, Understanding the Power and Purpose of Men. That's one book I want to recommend you to go and read. It's going to bless you. About Understanding the Power and Purpose of Men, and also Understanding the Male Temperament by Tim LaHaye. I think men should go and get that book and read. Trust me, you're going to love it. So in that book, there was this quote. He said, as the man goes, so goes the society. So that means that the man detects where the society is going. You can just sit down and think about it critically. So at the next episode, we're going to have more conversations on, you know, model men. How can we form new models of manhood? My name is Taiwo Madukodumi. Thank you for your attention. See you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Taiwo Madukodumi on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Madukodumi Taiwo. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Taiwo Madukodumi on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Madukodumi Taiwo.